When I can recall my most memorable English learning experience, it would be a competition that is held by an organization called the Run, I don't remember, the Swine. And in the competition, we're required to write poem in English in the interflow campsite, and we can exchange our ideas with students that are from different countries, for example, Shanghai and Hangzhou. And it's my most memorable English language experience because it allows the combinations of different medias. For example, we can use the lighting effect, and we can have some on-stage performance to speak out our poems that is composed by ourselves in the 3 days campsite, and during which we also have to attend talks and workshops that are held by some famous photographers and some renowned poets, and their experience can broaden our horizons, and it makes me understand that to write an excellent poem, we shall not only focus on the grammars or the structure of the sentences, but to provide excellent ideas, original ideas, and we can have some fresh combinations of words.
When did you go to that camp?
I think 3 years ago, not in the university.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
It's hard to recall when I go to the universities because my major requires me to read some English passages, but you know, since the language of philosophy may be a bit different from the language of poetry and literature, even though you read those vocabularies and you know them all, but with their combination you can't understand any of them, and on a holistic sense you can't really get grips of the main ideas. So reason is I don't really have memorable English reading experience, indeed.
And do you have any favorite book?
Favorite book? Favorite book? The Catcher in the Rye. I don't remember. Yeah. This is my recent favorite book, and it is because I think it described vividly the life and the struggles and anxieties of a teenager that will experience. And one of the passages is unforgettable or insightful, actually. It mentions about how a great poet or a great writer or a great person is. It's not a person that have sparks, that only a few sparks throughout their life, but can keep a holistic and coherent force, systematical force when delivering their ideas. And it is quite insightful, and I think it helps with my career. It helps with my academic attitude.